USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CDC is now telling Americans what kind of COVID mask they should wear. The federal agency yesterday recommending the N95 or K95 masks, saying they offer the best protection against the coronavirus. The latest CDC guidance is calling for wearing the most protective mask you can get, as long as it fits well, and that you will wear it constantly. A leader of a far-right extremist group is among those who appeared before a Texas judge yesterday. Charges relating to last year's Capitol riot. Stuart Rhodes, who heads up the Oath Keepers, is facing a seditious conspiracy charge after he was arrested in Texas. Another defendant facing the same charge also made a court appearance yesterday after being arrested in Arizona. And this is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The Secretary of Transportation says after the infrastructure bill was recently signed into law, monies are already flowing towards a lot of projects like bridge improvements across America. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Improvements to the nation's bridges are on the agenda under a program made possible by President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. Speaking in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Friday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg touts how the bridge program formula will improve the nation.
Now, with the size and the scale of the bridge program that we're launching today, we're going to be able to fix off-system and on-system bridges in rural, urban, suburban, and tribal areas alike. And that's going to make life better for people across the country by the millions.
I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge is banning pharma bro Martin Shkreli from participating in the pharmaceutical industry for life. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Petulant Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Jeffrey Epstein's cohort, Ghislaine Maxwell, will face sentencing this summer as the judge in her sex abuse trial has said Maxwell will be sentenced on June 28th. The longtime friend of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein faces up to 65 years for sex trafficking. Maxwell's lawyers are pushing for the guilty verdict to be thrown out after two jurors spoke about their own experiences with sexual abuse during the deliberations. A former White House advisor to ex-President Barack Obama is pleading guilty to wire fraud. Yesterday, District of New York U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said Seth Andrew pleaded guilty to stealing from a school that he had helped create. Andrew allegedly stole $218,000 from Democracy Prep Public Schools and now faces the possibility of up to 20 years behind bars. And today marks the 13th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson. That's, of course, when a U.S. Airways jet struck a flock of birds while taking off from New York's LaGuardia Airport. The plane's captain, the now famous Sully Sullenberger, managed to land that plane with 155 people on board safely in the Hudson River. Many remember seeing the passengers standing on the wings and the rafts of the jet as commuter ferry boats were helping bringing them to shore. And this is USA Radio News.